Let's talk some coaching today. Dan Campbell versus and a free agent that folks want to sign that I say no way. It's a Wednesday edition of Locked On Lions.
You are Locked On Lions, your daily Detroit Lions podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
And what's good, everybody? Matt Derry with you. It is a Wednesday edition of Locked On Lions on the Locked On Podcast Network. Indeed, your team every day, Wednesday, May 17th and a Thursday, May 18th. Thanks for making us your first listen, checking us out wherever you get your podcasts. Those of you that are everydayers, shout out to you. And thanks for following us on Twitter at Derry Speaks, at Locked On Lions on Twitter, the Matt Derry Facebook fan page. And as always, thanks for watching us live and direct on YouTube, the Locked On Lions YouTube channel, where you can subscribe, comment, etc. Coming up on the show today, I want to look back at last year's schedule and this year's schedule as it pertains to coaching. Dan Campbell versus blank. This year's schedule, in terms of opposing coaches, is a lot easier than last year's. I will explain coming up momentarily here on Locked On Lions today. Also, Jadeveon Clowney. Is it Jadeveon? Is it Jadeveon? The guy changes his name 50 times, at least the pronunciations. He isn't a good football player anymore. Why is it that I keep reading Sideline Report, Brad Berryman, and I like Sideline Report and I like Brad Berryman. I read them every day. They were quoting Bleacher Report or one of these destinations for free agents still available. Jadeveon Clowney to the Lions. No. N-O, no. We'll talk about that today coming up momentarily on the show. And I have a non-Lions topic at the very end that I want to bring up about the transfer portal in college basketball, which is ridiculous. But shout out to the everydayers out there. Some of you I can list, but I'll do it tomorrow. It's been a long day today, but I want to bring you great content. And I've been doing some research and I've been looking some things up today. So let's do the business, shall we? Dan Campbell entering year three. Last year, there were some games on the Lions schedule where we went into those games and said, the coaching advantage or the coaching edge is on the other sideline. It's just on the other sideline. Opening week, all right? Nick Sirianni. I'm not telling you that Nick Sirianni is some genius, but he has gone to Philadelphia and done very well. All right? If I asked people, who would you rather have coaching a game, Nick Sirianni or Dan Campbell, I think most people would say Nick Sirianni. Now, is there more talent in Philadelphia? Yes, I get that. All right. Dan Campbell had to match wits with Nick Sirianni. In week three last year at Minnesota, Dan Campbell was outcoached by Kevin O'Connell, a rookie coach with Minnesota. I'm not crowning Kevin O'Connell. The Vikings had an overachieving season last year, and they won a lot of close games. I think some of those wins will become losses this year. All right, but that was the game, if you recall, where Dan Campbell kept going for it every fourth down. He had Austin Seibert kicking 50-yard field goals, in not great conditions in Minnesota. With even though it's a dome, they're talking about opening up windows and doors. And Seibert was hurt. We remember that game where he settled for the long field goal. It didn't work out. Seibert missed it. Vikings came down, scored on the KJ Osborne touchdown. And the Lions blew that game and lost 28-24. The Lions also last season had to go up against Pete Carroll. They lost. They had to go up against Bill Belichick. They lost. Both of those coaches are Hall of Famers. They had to go up against Mike McCarthy. They lost. Do I think Mike McCarthy's a great coach? No. Mike McDaniel in Miami is one of my favorite coaches. He beat Dan Campbell last year. All right. Sean McDermott in Buffalo is good. Brian Daboll with the Giants, very good. Doug Peterson. He's won a Super Bowl. Very good coach. All right? Matt LaFleur, we're going to find out if he can coach this year. All right? But you get my point. The Lions won 9 games, lost 8, and there were some games, especially Pete Carroll with Seattle, Bill Belichick with New England, Sirianni and a few others, where the advantage was on the other sideline. It just was. Now, second half of last year, Lions got hot. Dan Campbell, I thought his game plan for week 18 against the Packers was tremendous. You see the hook and ladder play at the end of that game with Swift. There were just plays that were made. You saw coaching decisions that were made, and the Lions smashing the Packers in the mouth that Dan Campbell de-pantsed Matt LaFleur. He just did. All right, this season I look at the Lions' schedule, 2023, and I see four games, where I know going in the other coach is better. Andy Reid, Kansas City; Pete Carroll, Seattle; John Harbaugh, Baltimore; Sean Payton, Denver. Any of the other ones, tell me if I'm wrong. Week three, Arthur Smith, the Falcons. Everybody hates Arthur Smith. Green Bay, I'm not sold on Matt LaFleur. Let's find out if he can do it now without Aaron Rodgers. Carolina Panthers, Frank Reich. Guy was fired last year by the Colts, and they spiral out of control. Tampa Bay Bucks, week six. Yeah, Todd Bowles. Okay. I mentioned John Harbaugh. Josh McDaniels, there's nothing I'm afraid of about Josh McDaniels. Has anybody been reading today about Devontae Adams, who is publicly saying, I don't see eye to eye with Josh McDaniels? He's been there for 1 year. He's clearly the Raiders' best player. And he's already questioning the coaching staff after one season. Brandon Staley with the Chargers is one of the biggest choke artist fourth quarter coaches ever. I'll take Dan Campbell. Matt Eberflus with the Bears got his ass swept last year by Dan Campbell. The Saints in week 13, Dennis Allen. Yeah, no. Kevin O'Connell with the Vikings. I didn't put him on the list. Mike McCarthy with the Cowboys. I'm sorry, I'm not a Mike McCarthy fan. Winning coach, Super Bowl coach. I guess I could add him to the list. But I'm saying going into this season, there are a lot more games I feel better about my coach than the other coach on the other sideline. And coaching is a big part of the NFL. Yes, you got to have talent. All right, the Lions' talent going into the last season was 5-6 win talent. They won 9 games. They've upgraded immensely this offseason. They've gone out and found good football players. They've drafted good football players. They've signed good football players. All right? Dan Campbell has a cupboard that is no longer bare. But Andy Reid week one, I mean, Andy Reid, come on. Guy took the Eagles to the Super Bowl. Guy has taken the Chiefs to the Super Bowl. He's won a couple Super Bowls. Pete Carroll is a Hall of Famer. Last year, the Lions could not stop the Seahawks. Not once. That Seahawks team was not a great team. But Pete and the Seahawks were exposing everything that the Lions were doing. John Harbaugh in week 7 at Baltimore is a really good coach. I know some people in Baltimore are down on John Harbaugh, but Super Bowl winning coach. It's in the blood, in the family, in the genes. His genius brother is up in Ann Arbor and is Jesus again. And like I said, Sean Payton week 15. I think Sean Payton is going to take the Denver Broncos far. I do. I think he's really good. Dan Campbell, that's his mentor. He learned everything from Sean Payton. But I look at the rest of this schedule, and I'm not shaking in my boots. We knew last year when the Lions went into New England to play the Patriots in week number, what week was that? That was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Week number 5 after losing to the Seahawks. All right, you just knew. All right, Bill Belichick watched the tape and saw Seattle put up a 48-burger on us. And he took a rookie quarterback, and they marched up and down the field on the Lions. So Belichick knew where to go last year against Detroit. I like Dan Campbell versus some of these coaches that we see this time around. So I think that bodes well for the Lions. Don't give me Todd Bowles or Brandon Staley. I know Brandon Staley's a Midwest guy, and he, you know, he gives a good speech. But if the Lions are playing in Los Angeles against the Chargers on November 12th, and it's a close game, the Lions will win at the end because the Chargers always find a way to choke it away. All right, so Jadeveon Clowney is available, and certain outlets are pinning him and matching him with the Lions. I'm going to tell you why that's not a good fit. And we'll do that coming up next. If you're looking for a delicious snack but don't want all the sugar and calories, then you need the best tasting protein bar ever. And that's Built. You got to try this. I love Built Bars. I've been promoting Built Bars for a couple of years. I love the marshmallow Built Puffs. I love the bars. They are fantastic. Plus, they're healthy for you. And they taste amazing. They are great. What makes Built Bars so good? Well, for starters, they're covered in 100% real dark chocolate. That's right, real chocolate. Every bar. Churro, peanut butter brownie, cookies and cream, my favorite. All of them covered in 100% real chocolate. Even the coconut almond and anything else that you want to get. Plus, what makes them so great? You get your protein, 17 grams of protein, only 4 grams of sugar, only 130 calories. All right? Get them at Built.com. Put in the promo code LOCKED15. You'll get 15% off your order. Or check it out at your local Walmart or Sam's Club. And you get all the specialty flavors, again, on the website at Built.com. But you get that cookies and cream bar at Walmart. You can get the churro puffs and the brownie batter puffs at Sam's Club. It's the only way to fly, folks. Built Bar. All right, it's a Wednesday edition of Locked On Lions. Thanks for making us your first listen. Thanks for being an everydayer. Shout out to those of you that listen and watch each and every day right here on Locked On Lions. My guy Mike Vanderpool, love you, Mike, and others that are out there. Turner Batdorf, who got us our Rod Wood sign. The everydayers always going to give a shout out to. All right, so again, I read everything. I read Pride of Detroit, Lions Wire, all the beat writers. Sideline Report, I check them all out. Brad Berriman from Sideline Report wrote to recently or today that Bleacher Report or one of these websites linking Jadeveon Clowney to the Lions. Clowney is the 30-year-old defensive end who was an all-everything player at South Carolina in college. Never panned out. He had a really good year about 5 years ago with the Texans where he had a 9.5 sack season. But other than that, he's never been great. And he's still on the market. Remember, the Cleveland Browns signed him to a multi-year deal and then cut him back in March after in week 17, they basically sent him home after he publicly, to Mary Kay Cabot of the Cleveland Plain Dealer and Cleveland.com, shout out to MKC, publicly told Mary Kay Cabot he didn't like the system, the Lions. The Browns were playing, ripped on the defensive coordinator Joe Woods, who was subsequently fired, but went public with his disdain for the defensive system in Cleveland. Brown sent him home. Clowney also took a few pot shots at Myles Garrett, his teammate, which I'm sorry, Jadeveon, you're no Myles Garrett. And then they released him in March. So now he is teamless here on March 17th. Lions, of course, could use another edge rusher. Clowney could play inside, could play outside, and still has some football left in him, but I would not go near this guy. Not a chance. What he did last year to the Browns was inexplicable. You can't do that. Going public and then saying you were misquoted and that's not what I said and it wasn't the tone. Yeah, it was. The Browns let you go. Now, Cleveland has been desperate since last season in trying to find anybody to pair with Myles Garrett. Their defensive line, not named Myles Garrett a year ago, was so bad. So to not even bring Clowney back when you need edge rushers, you need nose tackles, you need D tackles, should tell you all you need to know about Clowney. Browns did go get Za'Darius Smith. That was a pretty good pickup in a trade with Minnesota. But regardless, I say no. N-O to Clowney. There are other players out there the Lions could look at. All right. They also have a healthy Charles Harris back. Healthy Romeo Crennel for the whole season, knock on wood, and some up-and-coming players like John Kaminsky, Josh Pascal, who are just scratching the surface right now with the organization. I'm not ready to sign off on Clowney or anybody like that right now, and especially with the culture and the way things are going down at 2-2-2. Everybody's happy. Everybody's on board. There are no bad apples in that bunch. You know, yeah, you could make the argument about Jamison Williams. Jamison Williams is 22 years old. He's made a share of mistakes. The gambling thing and everything else. He's also a rookie. Clowney's been in the league 10 years. Bad-mouthing teammates, bad-mouthing the organization. I say no. I'm not into it. I'm not interested in bringing a guy in here that's going to mess with what the Lions have been doing, which has been extremely positive. So, seen those reports, seen it and read it. I am anti Jadeveon Clowney, Jadeveon, whatever. I'm anti him for this team. I don't see that as being a good fit at all. And if he was really, really good, the Browns would put up with it. He's not anymore. He's 30, and he's not the player he was. 2 years ago, he had a really good year for them. Last year, not so much. So he's gone. All right, coming up next, I got to go outside of I'm gonna go outside of Lions and outside of football for just a minute. I want to do that next here on a Wednesday, Locked On Lions. All right, I just saw something before I came on. And again, the NFL is king. They're not perfect. All right, we touched on this the other day about the Peacock playoff game January 13th, which I am 100% against. And I think the NFL needs to right a wrong here and not put a playoff game on pay TV, on a pay streaming service. I think that's outrageous. We want to see the playoff games. If we're out of town in a hotel or a cabin or somewhere else where we, you know, at an aunt or uncle's house or whatever, wherever we are, we don't want to be scrambling to try to watch the game on our phones. We want to turn on the TV and have it on. And I know in 2023, everybody's streaming. We're all watching Ted Lasso on Netflix or whatever else, or Apple TV, whatever it is. I get it. Great British Bake Off. But you know what I mean. So the NFL isn't perfect. But you compare the NFL to some of these other sports, and it's not even close. Case in point, college basketball. All right. Syracuse basketball is like my number two favorite team after my Cleveland Guardians baseball team. I love Syracuse hoops. I know we're not a good program anymore. I know we're not an elite program anymore. Even we're not even good. We're not even elite. I'm rooting for Adrian Red Autry, our new coach, who I went to school with. I was there in the 90s with him. First time I ever heard the song Mind Playing Tricks on Me by Ghetto Boys, I was in the backseat of Adrian Autry's Jeep. True story. I just saw moments ago before we hit record here that Caleb Love from North Carolina, who's transferring to Michigan in the transfer portal, college basketball. It's all about the portal. Caleb Love said he's coming to Michigan. Now it turns out today he's reopening up his recruitment. He's decommitting from Michigan. Word is his transcripts couldn't transfer over. So you want to blame Michigan. You want to blame Juwan Howard. You want to blame Ward Manuel. I mean, look, Michigan's for basketball. It's a football school. They'll let anybody on the football team. All right. But they're not going to put Caleb Love or Terrence Shannon from last year on the basketball team because their credits couldn't transfer. Okay. But regardless, this transfer portal BS is out of control. Hunter Dickinson's two-month tour capped off by a hotel lobby boardroom video with Bill Self going to Kansas was outrageous. These kids leaving every 5 minutes, committing. Caleb Love's coming to Michigan. So for the last month, it was, woo, Michigan's got themselves a 20-point-per-game score. Now he's back in decommitting. Now he's back in the portal. It's horrible. Horrible. This is like the, it's like the wild, wild west for these players. And you want to know why these college basketball coaches are retiring or quitting? That's it. They don't want to put up with this. Someone asked me the other day about John Beilein. Maybe he'll coach again. Why would John Beilein go back and coach in college again and deal with this? You don't even know who's on the team. They're there 1 year, gone, portal. Portal's got thousands of players in it. It's just bad. It's bad. Imagine signing a player in the NFL to a three-year deal. And after the first year, he goes, I don't want to be here anymore. I'm just going to go. I know it's college, it's different, it's young kids, they can transfer, they've transferred before, but they used to have to sit out a year. There was some loyalty. Duh, it's gone. It's horrible. So if you're a Michigan basketball fan, I feel for you today. I mean, it's just, this is why the NFL is king. You know who your players are. They sign contracts. They mostly stay. There are some guys that violate things. There's some guys that gamble. There's some guys that do drugs. There's some guys that mess up. Guys that want to ask for trades, I get it. That happens. Jalen Ramsey wanted out, got his wish, went to Miami. But, like, this transfer portal business is just outrageous. How do you follow it? How do you know who's on your roster? If a freshman comes in and doesn't play much, but knows he's going to get an opportunity the next year, he should stay, and there should be some back and forth about it. But just hop on the portal, it's horrible. It's horrible. We're going to try to track down Nick Shook from NFL.com tomorrow. Plenty more to do this week on Locked On Lions, right here on the Locked On Podcast Network. Talk to you tomorrow.